and amen. And today we were looking at, what? How that it is important to maintain the culture of loyalty. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. But I'm not going to preach on loyalty. Hallelujah. I said I'm not going to preach on loyalty. Amen. I want to share something with us from my heart about our confessions rule us. Somebody say our confessions rule us. Oh, somebody say our confessions rule us. Whatever you say rules your life. I want to assure you tonight, and I want to speak forth into your life that we must be careful about the things that we say. And we'll delve into the word of the Lord and see what's happening to his mind. We'll delve into the word of the Lord and see how that our confessions rule our lives. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, I'm not getting a feeling from you. Amen. Hallelujah. Our confessions do what? They rule us. A lot of times when we think about confession, you are thinking about confessing our sins. When I say confession, a lot of people are thinking about confessing our sins. It's like we have sinned. Hey, what is going on? Amen.
Amen.
And I'll preach, bro.
Preach.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. So our confession rules us. And most of the time when we talk about confessions, people think about the fact that we are talking about sin. That I only confess my sins. But I'm here to announce to you that every word that you utter out of your mouth is a confession. And a confession can be a positive saying or it could be a negative saying. But tonight I want us to know that our confession rules our life. A lot of us are in the state that we are in because of the things that we have said. Because of the things that we know, something that I ask for, this my back pain, that is what is going to kill me. It is a confession. And I want us to know that, you see, when it comes to the realms of the spirit, hallelujah, in the realms of the spirit, if I have not said anything, the devil has nothing to work with. Are you hearing me? I remember, I think, National Service about 1995. Some of us were not born. Hallelujah. 1995. Yeah, 95. Yes, 95. During our National Service, I went with a certain lady, and she was reading the book and working in a lab, you know, a laboratory. And there was a certain lady, she had a book that she was reading. And I saw that book, and I realized that this book has something great in it for my life. Amen. And so she gave me that book to read. The title of the book was by Matthew Ashimoro, The Power of Positive Confession. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because our confessions rule our lives. What I say today, it may seem as though that I'm just saying it today, but this thing is going to rule our tomorrow. That is why as believers, we must be very careful of what we say. We must be very careful of the confessions that we make. And like we are saying in the word of God, we have positive confessions and negative confessions. Mm. But I pray that as we go through the word of God, God will give us the spirit of revelation. That we'll come to understand that from this point on, every word that comes out of our mouth is going to rule my future. So it must be a word that will speak positive about my future.
Amen.
Even though I may not have children, even though I may not be married, but my words must be words that is going to rule my future. That immediately I see Mr. Hansel walk, I begin to see that this is something that I have been confessing. Are you still with me, somebody? In 1 John chapter 1 in the verse 9. That's why I said that if we confess our sins, God is faithful and just to do what? To forgive us of all our sins and wash us from all unrighteousness. Anytime we talk about confession, this is what comes into our mind. But this is a negative side of confession. That I've done something wrong, and I have come and I said, Lord, forgive me. Hallelujah. And one of the prayers that we must also learn to pray is that to pray that God will deliver us from our past mistakes, not to ruin our future. It's a good prayer.
Amen.
The Lord, things that I have said, may that not be able to affect my future, because many people ended up, they ended up in divorce, they ended up in jail, they ended up, you know, destroying their life because of things that they said when they were children. And may God deliver us. May God deliver us.
Amen.
I say, may God deliver us.
Amen.
May God deliver us.
Amen.
Let's look at another confession in Romans chapter 10 from the verse 9 to 10. This is a kind of confession that every believer must make. Hallelujah. Are you still here? It says that if you confess with your mouth, Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved.
Amen.
Do you have that in your Bible?
Yes.
That if you confess, give us the next verse, please. Quickly, quickly, quickly. Hallelujah. For with the heart, man believeth unto righteousness. And with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. Which means that the things that we say has the ability to bring us salvation. Are you hearing me? The things that I say today has the ability to bring me salvation. Because it is with the heart a man believeth, but it is by confession, it is by a positive confession that a man can obtain salvation. We are talking about a positive kind of confession. Hallelujah.
Amen.
A positive kind of confession. And the word of the Lord is teaching us confessions are of different kinds. But stay away from the negative kind of confessions.
Mm.
Are you sharing me? Because salvation comes by confessing the Lord Jesus. Believing in your heart that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and he was raised from the dead. And as you believe in your heart and you make that confession, the Bible says that your life is transformed and your life is turned around. Some confessions that you are going to make after tonight will turn your life around.
Amen.
Some confessions that you are going to make tonight will guarantee your future.
Amen.
Some confessions that you make today, it is going to set a straight course for your life. Hallelujah. Our future looks crooked because of some confessions that we have made. But hear me today, as you rise to make those confessions, hallelujah, as you rise to make those confessions, I tell you something positive is going to happen in your life. Go with me to Proverbs chapter 6 and the verse 2. I hope you are writing these down. I hope you are writing these verses down, hallelujah. Be a student of the word. Write the scriptures down. Learn them and memorize them. In Proverbs chapter 6 and the verse 2, what does the Bible say? Verse 2, not verse 12. Hallelujah. It says that what? Thou art snared, what? With the words of thy mouth. You are ensnared by the words of your mouth. What does it mean to be snared? English scholars. To do what? You are trapped. Is that in your word? You said that what? If you are being trapped by what you say and snared by the words of your mouth, it's like we have been trapped by the words that we say. You see, sometimes you say something and you are trapped. That is why when they are coming to arrest you, they tell you that you have the right to keep remain silent. Everything that you say can be held against you in the court of law. It means that if you make a mistake and you say anything, it can trap you, it can ensnare your life, even for the worse.
Mm.
So there's a kind of confession that when you make today, it can trap you for the rest of your life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Those of us young men who go about and everybody that you make confession, I love you, I love you, I love you.
Hey.
Trouble will befall you. It will be ensnared for the rest of your life.
Hey.
Never say I love you to somebody when you don't mean it.
Hey.
Oh no.
Tell them. Never say yes when you don't mean it. Let your yea be yea and your nay be nay. Because it's also a confession. Sometimes the biggest mistake that you made was that you said yes to Jack. You have been ensnared for the rest of your life. Hallelujah. Thou art snared with the words of thy mouth. Thou art taken with the words of your mouth. The words that I have said has trapped me. But I tell you tonight, you make some confession that will release your future that has been trapped. Mm. Everything that you have said, and as a result of that, demons have taken and they are operating. Tonight you are going to reverse it, because you come to understand your authority in the name of Jesus. You know who you are. 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 In Luke chapter 10 and verse 19, he said, I have given you power over all things, over serpents and scorpions. He said, I've given you power and authority over the works of the devil. He said, the enemy, I have given you what? Authority to trample on snakes, scorpions, and to overcome all the powers of the enemy, and nothing will harm you. There's a certain confession that you're going to make tonight. Mm. Hey, that enemies will bow.
Amen.
That your future shall be released. Amen. That your children that have been kept, they will bring forth. Something that has gone wrong is a confession that you're going to make tonight, because there is power in positive confession.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Well, I'm here to encourage somebody. Your words can trap you. Your words can snare your life. Listen. Be careful what you say. We have 2 ears. We must hear twice as much as we talk. A lot of us, every time you are talking, listen, if you are talkative, it lands you in trouble. Amen.
Amen.
It lands you in trouble. When you read after the Lord Jesus Christ never engaged in an extended conversation with any demon, he just show up and say, have you come to torment us? I said, what is your name? I'm named Allegiance. He said, where do you want me to go? He said, take us to the pit. Away. Not too many conversations. He listened. He listened. Even when he was brought and then they were whipping him, they were trying to condemn him. At the point, they wanted to find out, why can't you speak? Because if the open person is a challenge, you don't know who you are dealing with. I can do all of you will vanish.
And through it all, he said very few words.
Then he said that, are you not afraid? I have power to release you. That no one has any power except that which has been given to them by God. You must know who you are. You must know who you are. You must know the authority that you have in the Lord Jesus Christ. Listen, when I make a confession, I know it comes to pass. What I say about my future, I know it comes to pass. I know that it shall be well with me. I know that it shall be well with my children.
Yes.
No demon can enter my territory. You will feel very sorry.
Amen.
Because I'm not going to joke with them anymore. I know who I am. What if I go and sleep and they are chasing me? It's a confession. They will chase me. Because you can be trapped. You can be trapped. Those of you who say that, I'm living from paycheck to paycheck. Hey, you will live from paycheck to paycheck. Watch what you say. Watch what you say. Because faith is all about calling things that people have told me.
Yes.
Opening my mouth and speaking forth. So that somebody may feel that you are proud. But if you know that your confessions rule your life, then when you are talking, talk big. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Don't be. Listen. Growing up as a child, I'm able to stand and say, I will be so rich, one of my greatest problems will be finding people to come and spend my wealth. Sit down, please say amen. Sit down, the day is coming. The day is coming. Because I can come to a state that health wise, I'm a millionaire. Peace of mind wise, I'm a millionaire. My family life is good. My children are doing well. I don't have to have that money in my account. But every area of my life is full with the peace and the light of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah!
Amen.
That's what we are talking about. Because the richest people living in the world, some of them don't have sleep. Thank the Lord, because He gives the beginner his beloved sleep. There are some people, right? They can't sleep. They lie down. They count the sleep. It's like these small dogs. They can count all of them about 6 times before they wake up in the morning. Some people are constantly on medication to sleep. You are some preacher crying, you are sleeping. It's a grace God has given you. Hallelujah! It's a grace. Because if you have it, you don't feel any sleeping pill. Listen, some people say that they want to drink coffee. Listen. I can drink coffee right now, get home, jump into bed, I'll be knocked out. But I drink coffee not because it's going to keep me awake. I drink it because I just the smell. Let's feel that just the smell. It's not addiction. I can go without it. I choose not to do it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you hearing me? Confessions are important because your confessions can open doors unto you. But when it comes to the enemy, embrace yourself. In verse 18, Jesus Christ said that I saw Satan fall like lightning. He replied, I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. Listen, there is nothing on this earth that your words cannot overcome. Hear what I'm saying carefully. There is nothing on this world else that your words cannot overcome. There is nothing. That's why I said, do not be afraid of men that can only kill your body. Be afraid of God who can kill your body, your soul. Be afraid of Him. He's the one that said, I saw Satan fall like lightning. And he went on and said that, I have given you power. Sister Sonny, you have power. You should be able to rise up and declare, any demon that wants to touch my children, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. Exercise your authority. The more you exercise your authority, God gives you more.
Amen.
The more you exercise your authority, God gives you more. If you are afraid of little demons, more little demons will come because they thrive in their numbers. That's why the Bible says that when a person, a demon is cast out of a man, it goes. And after it comes back and sees that the vessel has been swept and is clean and is available, it brings more, seven more wicked demons. Which means that in that kingdom, there are people that are wicked, wicker, wickedest, wickedest.
If there is any such thing.
Some of them are very wicked. And I tell you, you can rise up.
When you wake up in the morning, you declare.
You declare, decree and declare. You rise up. I'm going to sit in my car. Angels will encamp around me. The Lord watches my going out and my coming in. My children will go to school and they will come back. No evil shall befall them. Their bus will not get any accident. It shall be well with them. It shall be well with us. My account is not going to flash red. They are positive confessions. It is the same. When I read that book, I used to pray. I pray that even the type of nose my child must have, I pray for. Hallelujah. what I wanted. The life that I wanted, I began to pray for it. Single men, single women, begin to pray now for your future. Because listen, your confessions now, it rules your future. Don't say that means so nobody likes me. No. Somebody likes you. Because your better days are ahead of you. Your better days are never behind you. Rise and say, my better days are ahead of me. You can watch it. Giving you for the next 2 years. You now, you will see that the Lord has improved your life. If you maintain the reason, God will prolong those seasons. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Maintain that reason. I'm establishing a point here. Hallelujah. Mark chapter 11 and the verse 23. Oh, are you enjoying the message? Mark 11 and the verse 23. I'm showing us that our confession rules your life. I tell you the truth. If anyone say to this mountain, go, give me King James Version or something. Is it that? For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed. What is a mountain?
Problems.
A mountain is a difficult situation. Not just an ordinary situation. A mountain is a difficult situation. How many of us have climbed a mountain before? I remember when we were in high school, we went to climb mountain. There was a mountain in Koforidua. Mountain of Waterbury.
Hey.
Yeah. Mountain of Waterbury, and we were both were excited. Hey! As we were going across the place, we were dying while some people were going. A mountain is a difficult situation that your natural strength cannot handle. The Bible says that. Verily I say unto you, Jesus Christ, in your Bible it should be read. Jesus says that, for verily I say unto you, that whosoever, it means that anybody at all, who can say unto this mountain, everybody sitting here has a specific mountain. That's what we are talking about. Listen, what is a mountain to you may not be a mountain to me. Everybody has their own mountain. So you must know your own mountain to be able to speak to your mountain. Don't stand in front of your mountain and say, hey, Bobuvi, your mountain looks powerful, power. What about your mountain? Everybody has his specific mountain. Is it that? Whosoever shall say to the mountain, be thou removed and be cast into the sea. Hallelujah. And shall not doubt in his heart. The three things that you must see over here. The same word confession, which means to say something, and then also believing in your heart, is what brings salvation. In Romans chapter 10 and the verse 9 and 10, you realize that in the verse 10 is it that word? For with the heart a man believeth unto righteousness. And with confession, he confessed unto salvation. Hallelujah. So when we go back to Mark 11 and the verse 23, it's telling us that if any man, whosoever, speaketh to the man, is it that? Go, is that what? Go through, change it. I like the King James. I like the King James. Give me the King James, please. Be thou removed. Say, whosoever shall say, the saying is a confession. If I say, and then I believe in my heart, the very two things that will bring salvation are the very two things that are being deployed here. If I confess, I say to my mountain, be thou removed, and I shall not doubt in my heart, but shall believe that those things which he has said shall come to pass. He shall have whatsoever he said. Whatever you say today, you believe it. immediate. Some of us are seeking to be medical doctors. You desire that your children will be this. You yourself, you desire to have a career. You desire to have a bright future. If that is what is in your heart, if that is what you believe in your heart, tonight, I'm here to empower you to add a confession to it. And if you never doubt it, you believe it. The Bible says you would have also this is my age. I've come to the point I realize that God answers my prayers. You know I'm not you. If I come before you and I say, Lord, show me your will. God, I believe in my heart that my confessions shall be my possessions. Are you still here or you have gone home? It shall come to pass. It shall come to pass. It shall come to pass. I see those mountains being removed. Because you can speak to your mountain. Don't speak to my mountain. Speak to your own mountain. And when you believe in your heart and you do not doubt, the Bible says that it shall be moved. Tell me what is your mountain. And I'll show you the kind of confession you must make. And I'll show you that when you do not wave, but you are not shaking, the Bible says that whatsoever you ask, you shall receive it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Tell somebody confessions are powerful. Tell somebody my confessions are too powerful. If you are here, you sleep, you dream, things are chasing you, things are following you, they are knocking your head. When you are going to sleep, you rise up and you say that you demons, you think that torment my dream. I believe in my heart that I have authority over you. Never bother me tonight.
Amen.
That's your final time you ever bring a bad dream.
Amen.
Speak to them. Listen, a mountain is a mountain. They have tormented you for a while. And all power, all authority, he has been given to you over every demon, over the works of Satan. And whatsoever you speak, if you believe, it shall come to pass. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Say positive things, my brother. Say positive things. Say positive things. Say positive things about your marriage. Say positive things about your relationship. You have been abusing somebody, but every time you open your mouth, negative. It will not work. Sometimes you can be afraid of something. If it has not come out of your mouth, that I am afraid. The demon, they cannot read your thoughts. No demon has an ability to read your thoughts. It's only the word. And that's why we are saying, listen, when Jesus Christ was tempted in the wilderness, just prior to his temptation, he went for John the Baptist to baptize him. And the Bible says that heavens were open, and the Spirit of the Lord, like a dove, descended upon him. And there was a loud voice that said that this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. And the Bible said that he was led into the wilderness by the Spirit to be tempted. When the devil came to tempt him, the Lord Jesus Christ said that, hey, he never said that, hey, were you not there when my father said that I am a son? Why do you come and tell me that if you are the Son of God, turn these stones into bread? Were you not there? What did he do? He overcame it by the word of the testimony. He said, it is written. It is written. Believe in the thing that you say. Believe in the things that you say. Believe in the things that you say. He said that it is written. And only it is written. The devil left him. He went for another trick. He said, it is written. He bought another. He said, it is written. Immediately, that was done. He brought an end. But again, never get up when I'm preaching anymore. Okay?
Okay.
Brace the flow. Please, ushers, please listen to what I'm telling you. When I'm preaching, sometimes people get up, it breaks the flow. Because they're about to, you know, speak a powerful word for you to test over there, and somebody gets up, it's a demon. Address it. I remember I was listening to one of Bishop's messages. I think it was Bishop Eddie. Said it was there was a meeting, they were in a meeting. Bishop Dan was preaching. And he was saying that he had a vision, a revelation, where the Lord told him that his own sons prevent the people from what? Receiving the word. As he was preaching, he was making that illustration. He was on his knees. He said he was preaching the word publicly. Then God said him, one of his own sons got out of the front. He began to walk to the back. And it was like, he said that when the guy got up, he was like, why did he get up? As the guy got up, the bishop shouted the guy's name. Sit down! This is exactly the vision that the Lord gave to me. We should not take those things for granted. When the Lord is using somebody to minister, people get up. Look at them, they go and stand in the bathroom. All of a sudden, somebody feels that they must go to the bathroom. Maybe there should be a curfew when the word of God is going on. And sometimes all of them just rise up. I mean, it's just, you know, and they will just rise up and they will come and pass here and go. It is the work of the devil. Because listen, immediately that thing happens, it causes people's attention to move away from the man of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, I know I'm saying something. So when church service is going on, and even the children are in the back, ushers, they should not come in. Don't let them come in. If the doors have to be closed, they have to be closed. Because the word of God is spirit. The spirit can be intercepted. Somebody's moving that. Somebody just opens the door. Somebody's doing praise and worship. As soon as people are, they open the door, bam! And all of a sudden, everybody has opened their eyes. That is it. Nobody's able to ascend. Spiritual people, so we must operate in that angle. I hope I've said something. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So don't let it happen again, but again. Never get up. I don't need anything up front. Let's leave it. The Lord ministers to us to bless us. Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 14. Glory to Jesus. Glory to Jesus. It's working. Hebrews 4:14. Amen. You see that, seeing then that we have a great high priest. Watch this. Seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast to our profession. The Greek word that translates profession is confession. That knowing that Jesus Christ has passed from earth into heaven, because the Bible says that he died, he rose again, and he's seated at the right hand side of the Father. He said that knowing that we have a great high priest, somebody who is constantly interceding for us, because the devil is constantly accusing us, but God has a son who is making intercession on our behalf. Say that let us, because we know this, let us hold firm to our confession. What type of confession? Our confession of faith. That I know I am saved. That I can be able to say that it is well with me. Where is your confession of faith? Have you lost hope? Have you come to the point where you feel that everything has been taken away from you? That is the time you must be able to hold on fast to your confession. Because we have a great high priest. We sit at the right hand side of the Father who is making intercession for us. Hallelujah. Amen. Hold fast to your confessions. Your confession of Jesus Christ. Your confession of the fact that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, you're confessing that the Lord is your Father. You're confessing that you believe in the Word of God. Sometimes, when we go through certain things, we don't get that there is God. Some of us, simple things like food, when we see food, we even forget to say thank you to Jesus. And what happens? It happens to me sometimes. So I started eating the food, and somewhere in the middle, I remember that, hey, did I pray? Whenever you forget, and you are in the middle, don't hesitate. Just pray over food and continue with the game. Hallelujah. But hold on to your confession. Hold on to your confession. Confess positive things. Know what the Word of God says about your life. He says you are the head and not the tail. He says that you are my child. You are a son of God. You are a daughter of God. How do you allow somebody to tell you that you are ugly? If the Lord has fearfully and wonderfully made me, that when the Lord was not asleep when he was making me. He cannot tell me that I am dumb, I'm stupid. No. When the Lord was making me, the Lord was alive. For I feel the fire of God.
Amen.
So tonight, we're going to pray. We're going to reverse some confessions. We have a great high priest. Positive confession. Every wrong confession that you have made, you will reverse it. You will reverse that confession. Sometimes you have looked at it. Mothers, be careful what you say about your children. Hey, Calvin, you kill me, yo. You will kill me, yo. You will kill me, yo. It's Calvin who is going to kill you. Can you tell your child to say that your head like coconut? You know what is coconut? David, do you know what is coconut? Edwin, do you know coconut?
Yes.
Have you seen coconut before? Have you drank coconut before? Say that you are behaving just like your father. Meanwhile, what you are seeing, the father is so drunk. The father could not even finish high school. You are making self confessions over your own child. Listen. Tonight we are going to, because we have a great high priest. Are you with me, somebody?
Yes.
But confess, what does the word of the Lord say about my life? I feel that I am called. I feel that I have been chosen. I feel that I am the few ministers that are seasoned.
Yes.
Who make impact in this generation.
Amen.
Oh, I believe it.
Amen.
I believe it. A day is coming, I will stand here and minister. You now, nah, you will see fire. I believe it. If you don't believe it, I believe it. This is my confession. Now the Lord is taking me to some realms. I tell you, the Lord is taking me to some realms. The Lord is going to elevate us. The Lord is going to do this. One of the, but I see, I feel some expansion in this church. I don't know how to say it. I say, brother, you are in the spirit. Because that same thing is bubbling in my spirit. It will no longer be that we are preaching to few people. It will no longer be that we are preaching to few people. But we stand to minister and preach to thousands and thousands of people. Yeah. Yeah. First time he was prophesying about me, the guy said that I see you in front of a large congregation. So wow, my music is going to be powerful. He said you were not singing, you were preaching. Hallelujah. I remember in Columbus, Ohio, I also went to a meeting and the guy called me and then the guy began to speak. I then I said, too powerful, my music is going to be powerful. He said that what I'm saying, the best thing you would do with music is that as you go and you minister, you allow somebody to come and minister at where you are ministering and then you promote them, but you, dear, yours is to have been called to preach. I'm telling you, if you don't believe it, I know in my heart. Sometimes I tell my wife, I say that I know that if I position myself well for the Lord, where the Lord is taking me, you will be afraid. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So make the right confession. Anytime you make a confession of defeat, how shall this be? Just like Mary, when the angel of the Lord appeared unto him and he said that you are going to conceive a deliver, he said, how can this be? It's a confession of defeat. She forgot who is speaking to him. And he says that, told him plainly, the Spirit of the Lord that will overshadow. May the Spirit of the Lord overshadow your weakness. He overshadow you. Every confession of failure, you don't even want to go to school anymore because you failed the first two nursing courses. And you can make a positive confession. You can make a positive confession. It is not the most beautiful that they married, you know. It is not the most handsome that they married. As you confess. Hallelujah. 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 I want you to rise to your feet. Amen. I will end here. We'll continue. But we're going to pray some prayers tonight. I want you to just lift up your voice. Can I have some water here? I want you, we are going to speak positive things into our lives, positive things into your future, positive things into your marriage, positive things in the lives of your children. Hey, tonight you are going to make certain kinds of confessions like never before, things that you have never desired you could have. You are going to lift up your voice tonight and pray for those things. I thank you for the power I have over every demon, over every power of darkness. I thank you for the power of God. I thank you for the grace of God. I thank you, God, for your wisdom. There's going to be an encounter in your life tonight. There's going to be an encounter. I am the one who is 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 the one him, sir. I am the Lord of hosts, Father. And the name is Shangayana. We have a great high priest. Our confession shall be our possession. I want you to speak forth into the 10 years ahead of your life. Speak forth into your children. If you are not married, speak forth for your husband. Speak forth for your children. Speak forth for your future. If you are a child, speak forth in the next 5 years. Whatever you want to become, speak forth and claim it in the name of Jesus. Speak forth to the future of the church. A mega church. Man, there is one when we gather. It's too overwhelming. It's too magnificent. Something spectacular. Speak forth to every area of your life. Speak forth to every area of the church. Speak forth to your children. Even if you don't have children, I tell you, God is about to shock you. Your confession rules your life. Your confession rules your future. And so lift up your life. Speak into 10 years of your life. If I go in there, they are not going to go in there.
I'm not going to be able to do that.
Hallelujah. Just lift up your right hand. I want you to make these confessions with me. Say that the Lord is my light and my salvation.
The Lord is my light and my salvation.
Rejoice not against me, O my enemies.
Rejoice not against me, O my enemies.
When I fall, I shall rise.
When I fall, I shall rise.
Although it seems that I am down today. The Lord is raising me up right now.
The Lord is raising me up right now.
I will not be down forever. This disappointment will turn around for my good.
This
setback will work out for my advantage.
The Lord is my light.
Although it is dark around me, I see the Lord lifting me up.
I see the Lord lifting me up.
I am not afraid of darkness. The heaviness shall go away. It is wrong with me. Those sorrows may endure for a night. My joy shall come in the morning. Oh, it is wrong with my soul. It is wrong with my soul. All things will work together for my good. Oh, I will rise up in the morning. I will prosper in this land. It shall be well with me. For the Lord is my strength. The Lord is with me. I will not be afraid of you. Devil, I speak to you right now. I am more than a conqueror. I am more than a conqueror. I am victorious. I am fruitful. Oh, my life will flourish. Father, we thank you and we bless you. We thank you, O God, that we shall eat of the good of the land.
Amen.
We thank you that we shall rise up from every fall.
Yes.
We thank you, O God, that we shall be elevated to take our places in the higher places, Lord.
Amen.
We thank you, Lord. We make confessions concerning our next 10 years.
Yes.
That, my God, everything that is supposed to happen, let it happen for our good.
Amen.
Let marriages, O God, spring forth.
Yes.
Let children spring forth.
Yes.
Let careers be established, Lord.
Yes.
My God, let the ministry of God expand, Lord.
Yes.
Let there be many churches from this ministry.
Yes.
Let our children grow up, Lord.
Yes.
Let them fulfill the will of the Lord.
Yes.
Let it be. Let it be. I command every demonic powers. I announce that we have authority over every works of demons. And no weapon fashioned against us shall prosper.
Yes.
For we are more than conquerors. For we are the head and never the tail.
Yes.
Our children are heads and never the tail.
Yes.
Our marriages shall not break apart.
Yes.
Our children shall not go wayward.
Yes.
Oh, jail is not for our children.
Yes.
Hey, divorce is not reversed in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
But bless the works of our hands, Lord. Father, I stand in agreement with your people that are gathered here tonight. And I speak for one thing in their lives. A goodness and mercy. Favor and strength. Wisdom and understanding. Oh, let it be multiplied to their lives, Lord. May they see their children's children.
Yes.
Deliver them from diseases and sicknesses.
Amen.
Every sick sickness that is meant to be in their body, we command them never to show up, Lord. Every disease of God, may it not show up.
In Jesus' name.
May your people live in uncommon health.
Amen.
Common favor.
Yes.
And uncommon prosperity.
Yes.
We thank you that you do all these things for us. For we acknowledge that our confessions will rule our lives. And prophesy about my ministry, Lord. Let it come to pass. And when I stand, oh God, I stand on a higher platform. Speaking to thousands and thousands of people.
Amen.
In crusade, oh God, that bring many to salvation.
Amen.
Let it be. Let it be.
Amen.
Let it be. Let it be. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Put your hands together to the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, put your hands together unto the Lord. We can do that. I believe that God has delivered us.